Sometimes we sing things before we believe them, right? And I think that one of the most powerful prayers in the Bible is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. because it addresses the cognitive dissonance that we all live in. There's these areas of our life that have been touched by goodness, and these other areas that maybe we're waiting on a miracle, we're waiting for something to happen, we're waiting for some sort of goodness, some sort of good report to come, right? And so I just want to go into the bridge again. And I want to invite you to bring your doubt. If there's anyone like me who has a prayer at the back of their mind that's like, I don't know though. I don't know if I've seen enough, right? Your doubt is welcome. It's welcome at the feet of Jesus. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And if you have seen the goodness of God in the land of the living, and you sing because he's good, I want you to sing. I want you to sing like your life depends on it, because it does, right? This isn't about hype. This isn't about hyping ourselves up. This is about proclaiming something in Grand Rapids tonight and beyond, right? It's about singing it over our children's 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 children. It's about singing it over our lineage and our past, the DNA strands. It's about our future. Does that make sense? So we're gonna go back into the bridge. You're never gonna let me down. Every voice. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
You're never gonna, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Lead yourself in worship tonight.
You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
We sing it because we believe it, yes.
You're never gonna.
You're good.